KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Over 20 buildings in Durban are earmarked for repairs and restoration. That's according to the eThekwini Problem Building Division. Yesterday, it took city officials to some of the sites that have been fixed. They were dilapidated and previously occupied by vagrants. Danny Pentasaib is a senior manager in the division and a building inspector. He says they can't demolish some buildings because of their architectural significance and heritage value. One of the sites was a single wall supported by metal brackets and is part of a hotel that has gone into business rescue. Pentasaib says this wall, which is part of a warehouse, is protected by AMAFA, the Provincial Heritage Resources Authority.
What's happened is that because AMAFA had, in terms of the demolition permit that was issued for the demolition of this building, one of the restrictions was to keep the facade of this building intact.
And the MK party says its national leadership has decided to expel five of its leaders, including its founder, Jabulani Khumalo. Khumalo registered the party in December on behalf of former president Jacob Zuma. In a statement released yesterday, the party says it's acting in the best interest of South Africa. The other expelled members are Ray Khumalo, Peggy Manzini, Lebo Mokoeng, and Rochelle Davidson. And a group caring for the homeless say those without a roof over their head have little to celebrate. Today marks exactly 30 years since South Africa's first democratic elections in 1994. The National Homeless Network says three decades into democracy, many homeless people don't have access to basic human rights, such as an identity document. Simpiwe Khoza is from the organization.
There's a stigma against them. People do not understand that they are also a part of social society.
And finally, Nicole Kidman will become the first Australian actor to receive a Lifetime Achievement Award from the American Film Institute later today. Meryl Streep, Morgan Freeman and Reese Witherspoon will be among those honouring the star at a ceremony in Hollywood. The actor won an Oscar for her work as Virginia Woolf in The Hours and was also nominated for her work in Moulin Rouge, Rabbit Hole and Lion. Recapping your top story this hour, over 20 buildings in Durban are earmarked for repairs and restoration. That's according to the eThekwini Problem Building Division, which took city officials to some of the sites that have been fixed yesterday. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.